Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of development shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Reduction, reach, and reinforcement mark today's biologics news as an RNA interference therapy delivers sharp reductions in a dangerous lipid disorder. A peptide vaccine trial extends its reach into the UK. And a major acquisition reinforces one company's rare disease pipeline. We'll start with Arrowhead Pharmaceuticals, where phase three results for plozasiran, an RNA interference therapy, showed the drug cut triglycerides by up to 81% in patients with severe hypertriglyceridemia. In the trial's highest risk patients, those with the most dangerous triglyceride levels and a prior history of pancreatitis, plozasiran reduced pancreatitis events by 100% compared with placebo. The therapy works by suppressing the liver's production of a protein that raises triglyceride levels, and Arrowhead plans to use these results to support a regulatory filing before the end of the year. Next, Greenwich Life Sciences has expanded its phase 3 Flamingo-01 trial into the United Kingdom. The trial is evaluating GP2, a peptide vaccine designed to prevent breast cancer recurrence in patients with HER2-expressing tumors. The expansion adds up to 10 new UK sites through a collaboration with the Royal Marsden, building on a string of recent regulatory wins that have accelerated enrollment across the trial's global site network. Finally, Ipsen has completed its acquisition of Memo Therapeutics, adding patrovatug, a first-in-class antibody, to its rare disease pipeline. Patrovatug targets BK polyomavirus, a common virus that can reactivate in kidney transplant recipients and threaten graft survival. In a phase two trial, patients treated with patrovatug were more likely to clear the virus and less likely to develop virus-associated kidney damage, with no approved targeted therapy currently available for this condition. These three stories capture a full spectrum of biopharma progress, from a therapy delivering dramatic clinical reductions to a trial reaching more patients to a company reinforcing its future pipeline. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.